Peter French is from near Theodore in central Queensland. Also with us is Tim Watson from Hilston, which is a fair way from the Gold Coast. Tim, how are things looking at your place down in the Riverina of New South Wales?
Things are looking pretty positive at the moment. We've had a really good start. We're a bit short of water, but we're fortunate enough to have underground water, so our production's pretty well set for the year.
Yeah, so when does planting start for you?
Around late September, early October. Mm-hmm.
Peter, take me to Theodore and your place. How's it looking at the moment?
Yes, also quite good up in Theodore. We were fortunate to have a run in our river towards the end of March, which filled our storages up. We only have small storages, and so they're filled up. So we're looking forward to the next season.
Look, prices aren't great at the moment. How much does that play on your mind?
Oh, obviously, it's quite a concern to us. We really need good commodity prices and high yields to make a dollar these days. But we've got a significant amount of time to market the crop before now, and there was an opportunity to forward sell at a reasonable price prior to this.
And it's sort of the gamble that any agricultural producer has to face, that opportunity to forward sell. Do you do it? What about for you, Tim? Did you take advantage of that?
Not enough.
But that's the issue, isn't it? It would lead to many sleepless nights, I'm sure.
Yeah, it does. I think it's something we've got to focus on our marketing and do it well. It's the unsold portion of your crop that's the biggest risk we've got at the moment, because we've committed to growing the crop. We've got a percentage of it that's doesn't have a price on it, and quite frankly, $400 a bale is not that exciting.
No, not at all. Hey, what's been the biggest change for both of you in the industry since you've been involved? Peter, I'll go to you first.
Holy smokes, that's...
I know, it's a tough question because there have been so many changes, particularly in the past decade.
Well, I started 40 years ago and I was on single row pickers and no cabs and no cabs on tractors and all that sort of thing. And the technology increase in the whole farming systems for cotton has been absolutely incredible. And like variety increase in performance, they just do an amazing job. And I think we've increased their all sorts of things. With my BMP, with cotton, it's been such a great thing, and improving our image and proving that we're doing the right thing and trying to do it in a good, environmentally good way.
Yeah, and use less water in that particular process. Peter, Tim, thanks so much for joining me. I've got to introduce the three gents that are to your left at the moment. They've come all the way from Kansas. They are the Peterson brothers. And look, you might have seen them on YouTube, anything online, because I'm farming and I grow it was absolutely huge for them. Greg, Nathan and Kendall. Greg, how are you enjoying things on the Gold Coast?
The Gold Coast, it's amazing. Just everything we've seen so far from our trips farther up to Brisbane and the surrounding area there. And we've toured some farms and seen the agriculture side of things and seen the city as well.
Look, you guys have become worldwide superstars. You're treated like rock stars here. You know, don't go near the Peterson brothers. Just later on, you got to bide your time, Craig, bide your time. Are you surprised at the response that you've had to what was probably just having a little bit of fun, Kendall?
Well, we heard we had a lot of fans in Australia. It's actually the third highest view count on our videos this country after US and Canada. And so we didn't know what to expect, but we've certainly enjoyed our time over here meeting people.
And take us to your place. What do you farm? What do you grow? Nathan?
We are primarily a beef cattle operation, but then we grow a lot of wheat. So that's similar to here. And then we have corn, sorghum, and a little alfalfa for hay, and then also soybeans.
Any cotton?
Not much cotton where we're at. You have to go a little farther south. So we're actually learning a lot here. People here can teach us more about cotton, but we're hoping to teach them about advocating for agriculture.
And that's what it's all about, isn't it, Greg? It is about having a bit of fun in the process, but it's also about that education of the masses about the potential and the future for agriculture.
Yeah, we've seen a huge disconnect in the United States of people in the cities not knowing where their food comes from and not knowing the value and importance of farming and agriculture. And from talking to people here, it's definitely the same here. And there's a struggle to get the youth youth involved in agriculture. And so what we try to do is we try to educate as well as entertain and also kind of motivate and make farming look cool to the younger generation.
Do you have a bit of pressure on you for the next song?
Yeah, every time we put out a video, everyone asks, oh, when's the next one coming out? And we're like, well, we just got that one done. So,
look, I'm a couple of minutes away from closing out the show, but gents, and I hate to put you on the spot with this, can we get a little bit of On Farming and I Grow It, just as we head towards the top of the hour? Who wants to start it off?
We can just hold the microphone here. Okay. All right, ready? Okay. 1, 2, 3. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
Uh-huh, I work out.
Side.
Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody. Gotta feed everybody.
Uh-huh, I work out.
Side.
When I step to the bunk, this is what I see. All the hungry cattle are staring at me. I got passion for my plants, and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it. Show it.
I'm farming and I grow it.
Great stuff, guys. Here at the Cotton Conference on the Gold Coast, give them a round of applause to those that are standing around. Greg, Kendall, Nathan, thanks for being such good sports, guys, and I hope you enjoy your visit to Australia.